And welcome back to the show where two men made it into 2024. No thanks to Prison Pigeon, the fucker.
Yeah, it feels like we've not seen each other ages, but we needed a break after that.
Yeah, thank you everyone for not whinging and bitching about us having a bit of a break. We did need it. It's been a really good new year and a happy Christmas. I hope it was the same for you.
Yeah, brilliant.
But that little break means we can come into this fresh and we can just kind of crack on with it. Yeah, we kind of did the dirty on you, didn't we, with Sormus?
Yeah.
Especially to our Discord server. We had people messaging us, look, we'll help you get your backup back if you need it. We can help you recover any audio you need.
And it was like,
feeling really bad I've done this now, because it was just all a ploy to make you not know that we'd done this this terrible thing.
Well, you put a post on, didn't you, on Discord, saying how you'd lost all these emails and these files.
You remember.
And I remember you text me and you're like, Rob, I need you to read it. And then you post something as well. And then we were getting private messages of people offering to help us.
Which is really kind, but it's suddenly realizing all I wanted to do is make this a really big surprise that no one saw coming. And I don't think anyone did see it coming.
No, I don't think so. We didn't tell anybody.
No. It was just really fun. I had so much fun recording Sormus, and I can't wait to see what we come up with next Christmas or across this year, because I know you've got a few things planned for maybe around the April time, and I've got a few things planned for other times. So, it's going to be an interesting year, 2024.
We've got lots of fun things we want to do,
Yeah. Now, just so everyone knows, Do You Remember isn't returning yet.
So
the end of Sormus was very true, with us joking about maybe we shouldn't play it for a little while. It was getting a little bit samey. It's still great fun. It was still a big retro nostalgia dive for us, but it's time to give it a little bit of a rest after 22 episodes, of which I think about 20 of them had Do You Remember in some form.
Yeah.
A little break, and then we'll bring it back maybe halfway through the year.
I think it's still great if people want to send them in.
Oh, definitely.
I think that's great, but Tom and I won't be doing it for a little while.
Yeah, so if you email us or you send it to us on social media or on the Discord server that you've got to Do You Remember, send it and we'll read it out and we'll do if we remember it or not. Still send it in, absolutely. But, pardon me, as Rob said, you can see it's a new year and I'm still belching away. it's a new year and we're just going to have a little break from it. For us doing it directly, it will reappear. Mm-hmm. It was a really fun thing to do. But anyway, we have quite a bit on. So today we're going to be talking about Broken Presents. I've got a film quiz for Rob to do. A couple of kids' TV shows we need to discuss. We've got Rob the Builder returning.
Yay. Everyone's favourite segment.
I think there's probably people invested in it now.
Yeah, maybe.
We've got the Channel 84 Variety Nostalgic Kids Show Knockout. Woo-hoo! It's not like I only remembered to put it up this morning and said, shit, I'll put 12 hours on it and hope.
Yeah.
We've got a playlist swap, which we'll explain later, and then maybe a couple of discussion points that come up with regarding kind of VR and stuff that...
Yes.
Needs to kind of be brought up. I think, though, we're going to go into the film quiz.
Oh, straight into the film quiz.
Straight into the film quiz. And this is going to be available on YouTube.
So, is that already recording?
Not yet. Right, so let me put a little sound effect in.
Hi, everyone.
I know that we've just had the quiz music, but I forgot to press record on the recorder. So we've recorded the video. It's fine. We've got the video. We didn't get the audio. So if the audio is a bit crap, I'm blaming the Insta360 X3 for being shit. It's really good, so I'm hoping that's not the case.
We'll find
out.
But
we're recording before we found out. So, oops. Sorry.
Oopsie daisy.
Okay, and we are in the film quiz. So, the film quiz only came to me, and I'm sure I've done it before on some of the quizzes I've done before. It was just a little bit of fun, really, and it was badly described films.
Right, okay.
So, I describe a film badly, and you need to tell me what the film is.
Okay.
But I thought, that's not very hard, is it?
Okay. So, I went to Mr. Sims' oldie sweet shop in Milton Keynes.
Mm-hmm.
And I bought a bag of Sweezies.
Right.
Let me just say that Naya at the Milton Keynes store was fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
I said, I've heard rumour that you've got, and she immediately just went and got the pie and said, these. I said, yeah, perfect. Thank you very much. And before she sold them to me, she said, please note, do not eat more than one at a time. They may cause tongue irritation and gastric lining irritation if you eat large amounts of these.
Right. Okay.
They are super sour.
Mm-hmm.
And they're called Black Dare.
Okay, right.
So, my thoughts...
Am I going to be able to spit this out somewhere?
we can probably find one.
Find something. Right, never mind.
We'll work something out. So, what I'm going to do, I'm going to give you 5 minutes to get all of these. You can say pass and then come back to it later.
Right.
And what I will do is I'm going to very, very quickly write down 1 to 15, as I think that's how many there are.
15 of them?
There's 15 questions.
I don't remember names of anything.
Oh, I think you'll get these. I've tried to make these fair ones.
Right.
But yeah, as I said, to make it slightly harder, you've got to have one of these in your mouth as you start answering.
Oh, God, it looks vile, TJ.
It does look like death.
I'm not going to smell it. I shouldn't smell it, should I?
I don't think it smells. I don't think that's going to be a problem.
It smells like a sour sweet.
It does smell like a sour
sweet. Is it chewy?
I don't know, is the honest answer.
You've not had one?
Not yet.
So you haven't actually had one of these?
No. I thought, once you've gone through it, I will go through
it as well.
Really
sorry for everybody who doesn't like the sound of people eating.
Right, so I'm going to set 5 minutes on the timer.
I just told you about the massive ulcer on my lip caused by tea headbutting me. And now I'm going to be having this. It's going to cause me pain.
It's not going to be near your lip. It's going to be in your mouth.
That's what she said.
Okay, so I'm going to start the timer Okay, hang on.
I'm going to pop your little ball into my mouth.
My black ball of death in your mouth. Okay, we have 10 seconds before it starts then. 9, 8, 7. As soon as it gets to 1, you pop it in your mouth and I'll start asking the questions.
Okay.
3, 2, 1.
I'm so nervous.
Okay, first question.
Holy shit, ball.
Child abandonment at Christmas.
Hold on.
1 point. 2 eggs got fertilised.
Oh my God!
You can see this. Head over to YouTube. The video's going to be there.
I feel sick.
2 eggs got fertilised. Oh, is it too much?
2 eggs got fertilised?
Yeah, 2 eggs got fertilised. Feel free to pass. We'll get on to it. It sinks in the end.
Hi, Patrick.
Shagging your mate's mum to make your mate.
Something on Pornhub.
No. We'll come back to that. Dandruff shampoo is surprisingly useful.
I can't speak.
Excellent. Is it a bit sour?
Oh, it tastes like sick.
Oh, God.
Sorry, everyone. This is not good radio.
Yeah, this is if he needs to spit it out, I am not going to let him not. He can spit it out if he needs to.
It's the coating.
Apparently, it does get quite nice once the coating's gone.
They're lying.
Go on, right. Dandruff shampoo is surprisingly useful. We've talked about it recently. David Duchovny is in it.
X-Men.
Nope, we'll pass.
X-Men, I'm on X-Files.
Nope, we'll pass on it. Board game goes wrong.
Oh, Jumanji.
Yeah, that's Jumanji. How are we meant to pronounce his or her name? Or how are we meant to pronounce its name? There's been multiple of them. One is in the cinema right now.
Oh, God, it's so disgusting.
Oh, I thought you were going to say it then.
What was the question again?
How are we meant to pronounce its name? One of the films is in the cinema at the moment. There's been several recently, and there's been dozens over the 70s and 80s and 90s. made by a company called Tojo.
Oh, it's suddenly bearable now.
Oh,
the outer crust has gone. Oh, thank God.
Oh, the look of relief on his face.
I couldn't move my mouth. That was so vile. I thought I was going to be sick.
I'm very glad you didn't.
I can't concentrate. What's the question?
Right. How are we meant to pronounce its name?
And there's been more than one of them.
There's been loads of these films. There's one in the cinema at the moment involving a negative number.
What?
There's a terrible 90s version, and then which is a terribly bad film, but it's a good film. And then they remade it, and there was him versus someone else. What other clues can I throw in there?
What, like negative number? Like, well, as in an odd number? Or as a minus one?
Yeah, it's minus one. That's the end of the film title. I'm thinking...
I haven't got a clue.
Oh, dear. Right, we'll better pass because time is ticking away. Illegal immigrant makes good with breakfast condiment.
That sounds hilarious. I have no idea.
Okay, they're also hungry, but not for a game.
I'm so bad at this. They're also hungry, but not for a game.
Yeah. As I said, these are badly described films.
Got no idea.
Okay, vermin makes food for unsuspecting customers.
Oh, Ratatouille.
Okay, space whales.
Star Trek.
Yeah, I'm not going to make you do.
Whichever one it is.
Crazy weather reminds a couple about love.
Crazy weather
reminds a couple.
Singing in the
rain. Nope. Modernish film about 95, 96 to do with one specific type of weather that you find in America.
Twister.
Yeah, there we go.
I like that film.
Science, money and theme parks are a disaster.
Jurassic Park.
Boom. Rednecks save the world.
Rednecks save the world. I've seen this one. Would I have seen this?
Oh, you would have seen this. 35 seconds down.
Right, that pass.
It ended after all.
It ended after all, the never ending story.
Yeah. Little hairy people walking a long way.
It's the Lord of the Rings.
Yeah. Put the cookie down.
Put the cookie down.
It's like a famous line from that film. Put the cookie down.
Oh, it's Arnold Schwarzenegger saying it. Is it the Christmas one?
Yes, it is.
Oh, I don't remember what it's called. Bye. Jingle All the Way.
Yes, there he goes. Right, quickly, going back to one. Dandruff shampoo was surprisingly useful.
I don't know what that is.
Oh, timer. So, you did fairly well. You got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 of
did
them.
Did I have 15?
You got 10 correct.
That's disgusting, this thing in my mouth.
Two eggs got fertilised, you didn't get.
Two eggs got fertilised.
Twins.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Shagging your mate's mum to make your mate. Terminator.
Yeah, I guess so.
Dandruff shampoo was surprisingly useful. Mm. Evolution.
Of course. You know, I wanted to say evolution.
How are we meant to pronounce its name? Gojira.
Oh, yeah.
The latest one's Godzilla minus one.
Mm-hmm.
Illegal immigrant makes good with breakfast condiment. Paddington.
It's illegal, is he? I watched that like a few days ago.
That's such a good
film. The second
film. One. Both of them are just really...
Jail.
They're so good films. They're also hungry, but not for a game.
They're also all so hungry. Not also.
No, they're all so hungry, but not for a game. The Hunger Games.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
otherwise, you got all the rest of them. Boom. Mm.
This doesn't taste nice at all. Those people that said to you that this tastes nice after that white kind of crystal stuff after this is a liar.
The worst case is, I just realised that's not recording either.
Are you joking?
No, but we've got the audio off that. So.
Oh, fucking hell.
That was actually going to really upset me. I've just realised that, yeah.
Oh, I wouldn't do that again.
No. Why did that not record when I pressed it? Because I pressed that record and I didn't press that record. Oh.
And because we can hear each other.
Yeah. It doesn't matter. That's still got audio. We'll recover it. It's fine. And actually, the microphone on that's pretty good.
Okay, good.
Okay, so I guess it's my turn to... Oh,
you want
to
press record on it now?
We'll stick with this. Right. It'll just be easier to strip the audio off that later. And mine's got even more crystals than yours did.
Does it? I couldn't even move my mouth at the beginning.
So bear in mind as well, Kay said, you're going to cry. Adults cry at this. She's refused to try one.
I nearly cried. I thought I was going to throw up.
She said she wanted to use a... She would have a toxic waste while we'd had these. I said, no, you having one of these or not?
No, it tastes like vomit.
And Jem says she wants to try it, so...
Tastes like vomit. Put it in your mouth. What is it? Oh, it's so gross. Why are you not even reacting to it? That's so disgusting.
It's sour, but... Okay, it's starting to... Oh, wow. Oh.
Are you chewing it?
I don't know if that's cheating or not.
You've chewed the whole sweet. Mine's still rock hard.
No, only that bit was... Oh, I think you're a wimp.
Oh, drop it. It was vile.
That was nasty, but it passed quite quick for me.
Because I left it there.
I'm quite good with sour stuff.
I'm not.
But that is... That first bit when it suddenly hits you and your whole mouth just puckers up like the tightest arsehole known to man.
Why do we always talk about arses and cocks?
It's probably quite good the microphones didn't work, because all they'll hear right now is hunger, crunch, crunch, crunch.
That's what I'm hearing in my ears, is you're crunching that sweet.
No, it's quite nice when you get to the middle.
I don't think it's nice hearing in the middle.
I'm not going to have another one. Put it that way. Yeah, sorry.
Gross.
There's no prize.
No, oh, right. The prize is I still have to finish this fucking sweet. Move along.
Yeah, the prize is decimation of your mouth.
Yeah, prizes nice. I'll find out tomorrow. Yeah.
Oh.
So, before we get too far into this...
I can still hear the suffering in your voice.
Oh, it's because I just took a big drink out of that. Something to wash the taste away, and I'm just like... Now mixing with... What is this? This is a Rubicon. Other drinks are available.
I do genuinely feel really bad because...
Orange and mango.
It didn't seem to affect me too much, and seeing you really... I am very sorry. I did not think they were going to be that bad.
Oh, it's so gross. It's not just that it was sour. It tasted like puke to me.
Oh, see, I didn't get that. It just... It felt like a million tiny daggers just shoving into my mouth, making it just suddenly pulling out all the liquid from my mouth, making it... Anyway.
Anyway, so we've been called out on Discord because we apparently said we were going to give everybody the results... tallied up of the Christmas advent, and I'm pretty sure we did.
I'm sure he did as well, and don't get me wrong, the advent was brilliant fun, and I'm looking forward to doing it. Next year's one, which we've already got planned.
Yeah, I really enjoyed the advent. Yeah, I think you can tell we enjoyed it, because I listened back to them and kind of laughing all the way through all of them.
Oh, Jesus, pardon
me. Oh, gosh, that sour thing's better both at the same time.
And also, if you want to, we'll base it on comments. If you want me to release the whole advent as just one big audio file, I've actually already done that. It just needs to be released. So I can just release it as a whole 1.5 hour long.
I think we should do that, yeah. So really, the two people that called us out mainly were Matt and Flower.
Yeah,
so
fair enough.
I spent my lunch break today creating this ridiculously stupid Excel file, which is... Well, I can make it available for people if they want the Discord, or if they want to put it on the website, maybe.
Yeah, we'll put it on the webpage, and we are going to update it at some point,
and
I promise.
It's full of lots of columns and rows. It basically says whether you kept or binned it, whether I kept or binned it, what the Spotify votes were, what the accommodation of the other places that had votes were.
Nice.
Which was actually mainly just good pods.
Yeah, and we could have done it on Twitter as well. Maybe next year we will do that. Every day is released. We'll also put it up on Twitter.
Yeah.
Because next year it's not going to be pulled out of a hat. There's a... We won't say what it is. We'll keep that bit of surprise. But when you hear the first one, you'll see why we can put up every day's one on Twitter as well without people needing to know.
Yeah. And then I've wrote the percentages of each one, you know.
But you went really overboard
and then
for a lunch
the
break.
The total percentage of the entire advent,
right.
What the final results were.
Okay.
So I have one here. You haven't seen these. I've got them printed out for you. There
these.
You go. So you're blue, I'm yellow.
So it looks like we kept more than we binned.
We did keep more than we binned for those guys that said the otherwise on Twitter. On Twitter, sorry, Discord. But we were the same except for two. We disagreed only twice.
Which I think is impressive.
That was the first day, mince pies.
Yes.
And the other one was day 15, Fairytale New York.
Yes.
Yeah. But overall, it is a 64% keep to a 36% bin. This is the culmination of everybody.
Oh, that's everyone,
that's,
is it? Okay, that's
me,
impressive.
Spotify, Good Pods. I will say we had a comment on almost every Good Pod, but not every comment said whether they were keeping or binning it.
Which is
so
fine,
I
yeah.
couldn't put a score on them. But the highest voted day was the day 15. We had 9 separate votes across the board.
Right.
So, and that was bin. By 50, and it's the closest one, 55 to 44.
Right, okay.
Point whatever percent. I have the points, and I'm not going to read it all out. You can all look it on.
Yeah, fair enough. It's interesting to see that. I didn't remember. I knew we'd been, I guess we did bin crackers, which is surprising because I love crackers, but I think we binned it because they're just full of shit.
Yeah,
now.
Because they're full of rubbish.
Yeah. And everyone else said keep.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we said, I did go through and listen
to
these
again. No, I'm sure
so
you
I
did.
I might have got it wrong, but I'm pretty sure we said bin, and yeah, everyone else said keep, yeah.
I like the fact that the vast majority agreed with me on Fairy Tale of New York, but fair enough, they wanted to keep your mince pies.
Yeah.
That is a very lovely bit of work there.
Yeah, so 16 keeps, 9 bins.
Yeah, well, that's actually better than I thought it would be. I thought it would be more down the middle, actually, with some of the things on there. But, yeah, that's not bad.
Well, I didn't do my normal of basically saying it didn't matter what everyone else said, like I would do on the on the other things we normally do. The kids don't knock out. Ours were only worth 1 each. I could have said, no, we're worth 5 each.
Absolutely. Oh, but there you go. So, yeah, Sansa's Grotto, we said keep. The public said bin.
Yeah.
And same with Christmas Day TV, on or off. They said bin.
Yeah, bin is off and keep is on. I
yeah, and we kept that. Interesting. That's really cool.
Mm.
It's not going to pay. We can do that. Actually, if you keep this, this will work for next year as well.
Yeah.
Nice. Very nice. Yeah, watch this space then.
Yep.
But there you go. For the two people that wanted it, there's your results.
Yeah, there you go.
Have you ever received a present which then broke either on Christmas Day or your birthday, let's say? Let's not just keep it as festive, seeing we're in the new year now. Have you ever had a present that literally lasted all of 24 or 48 hours and really upset you when it didn't last?
Yes, but it wasn't me that broke it.
One of
my cousins broke my orange boglin.
Is it Adam?
No, it was his sister.
Oh, damn
it.
It's
weird because I don't know why I remember this so vividly. I think it's because her mum got so upset and angry at her. She was really little when I was little as well, but she was really little. Probably was just, I don't really remember. I think she was just playing with it. It might have only even just been the box that she broke. I think she maybe pulled on it and broke the cage box. And maybe split the arm. So they made her, I think, maybe they didn't, but they got me a new one. And I don't know if they made her use her pocket money, which seems a bit unfair.
But, brutal.
They probably said they were going to do that. I don't know if they did. I never asked.
I mean, accidents do happen. Don't get me wrong. Yeah. But it doesn't
sound I remember being upset by that. That's really the only one I can think of.
Yeah, so let me run this through with you then. So Kay, as our listeners know, stopped believing in Santa this year.
Mm-hmm.
Or year just gone. She asked the dreaded question, and we decided you've asked enough times now. We'll give you the truth. And then we explained to her, I'm pretty sure we talked about it. I said, we still tell this story, and then now it's your job to help us get that story to T, and let him enjoy it for however many years he's going to enjoy it. So you can help us do the magic of, oh, we can hear Santa's sleigh out there. She still wanted a present from Santa, which is fair enough. And I like that idea. So in our family here, what we do is the stockings and the presents are from the parents, but one present is from Santa.
Yep.
And I kind of never really thought about it until recently. And actually, yeah, that kind of makes sense, doesn't it? Rather than this big fat git getting all the credit for all the presents, he gets credit for one present, which they write off for. Wonderful idea. So what she's been really, really, really addicted to is watching kids' YouTube. And there's a YouTube channel called Dr. Squishy. And it's this woman who makes all these various squishy balls. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, it's not pornographic. It's these kind of rubberized balloons that she can fill up with slime or little beads with the slime or glitter in the slime. And they're almost like a stress ball.
Yeah.
If you think about a stress ball. But what she came up with, or what a company came up with on her behalf, was the Dr. Squishy Maker Set. So you could make your own squishies, and you could make up to 8 of them with this kit. Well, it was £30.
That's quite a lot.
It's a hell of a lot of money for what it is. It's basically some plastic that holds a balloon in place, some powder that turns water into gel, and then you get some glitter to put in there.
That's marked up because she's a YouTuber.
Absolutely. Well, we tried to buy it for ages before Christmas and we couldn't. And eventually we found an equivalent, which was £10 cheaper, granted, in Smith's Toys.
I was going to say it'd be the Range or Aldi middle or something.
Smith's Toys. It was £20 instead. And what we liked about it was, although you couldn't make 8 of the squishies, you could make 3 with this, but they were reusable.
Okay.
So you could take the clip off, empty them, rinse them out, and then do a new one.
Yep.
I was absolutely heartbroken. She finally got around to doing it, I think, Boxing Day evening. I'd taken tea up to bed. She made all 3 of them because that's the bit she really enjoys. It's not even playing with them. She enjoys the making stuff.
Like they do in the video, probably. Yeah.
And one of them was leaking like a bitch.
Right.
And nothing she could have done because it was the rubber had holes in it.
Okay.
And it just made me really angry and really sad for her. Because so this was her present from Santa, whether she believes it or not. We've gone and got it for her, or we've got the best version we could for her, and it's broken on the first time she's used it. And for something, it just really, really upset me. So I literally said to her, look, I'm going to sort this out. And literally 3 days out, I went to Smith's when they were open, showed them, lost the bloody receipt. So showed them on my phone, this is when we bought it, look, there's the payment in my Metro bank app.
You do all that?
Yeah.
They can't just quite clearly see that it's something that they sell.
No, because what happens if another shop sells it? It's kind of, and if you look on Amazon, it's available on Amazon. So they made me go through all the hoops, which is fine. I got really angry when the manager snidely said, well, if it was going to be a main present, maybe you should have looked at the more expensive version.
Oh, get fucked, you bastard.
I got really angry at that point, and if I wasn't a better person, I would have gone for him. But anyway,
I'm not a better person.
He walked off, and another manager returned in his place, apologising profoundly for what he had said.
I can't believe I
said
that.
And just immediately allowed me to pay the extra and just walk out with a new one without any other questions. But even then, she fucked it up because she knew I wanted to swap it, but she refunded it. It's like, oh, for fuck's sake. So, okay, so you've refunded it. So now I've got to wait 5 days for the money to go back on for the last 20 quid. Not a problem, but I'd rather have just done the swap and paid the extra 10.
They should have just given it to you after that person.
Right. I was honestly livid, absolutely livid. But we got the Dr. Squishmaker. She's much happier with it. But it just made me think about this whole topic of, yeah, when you've got a present, what would you do? What do you do? If T got something that you'd got him for Santa, how are you going to get around that whole, oh shit, it's broken on day one? What do you do? I've seen there's some TikTok parents have said, well, what we've done is we've written off a letter to Santa and he replied saying, don't worry, I've organised it with this shop and they'll send it back to the North Pole for us and they'll have a new one waiting for you.
I don't think I'd go for any of that. I think I'd just be like, Daddy will fix it for you. And then that'll be it. And then I'll just go and sort it.
So
that's I think that is exactly what I'd do. It'd be like, oh, this is... So he got a Jack Skellington.
Nice.
So,
after all the talk about him being scared of it.
This has just been like the best thing we could possibly. It was a last minute thing that he decided that he wanted, maybe like a fortnight before. Because he'd mentioned it a few times, and I was saying to him, I was like, I need to actually find something that we can get him that's Jack Skellington, because I think he's actually going to really want this. Because for ages, he was like, Hulk smash, and we got him the exact one he wanted. He's barely played with it, because this Jack Skellington thing overtook it. And it was constant. Have I spoke about what he did in the when we went to see Santa?
Not, what, the recent Santa or the first time you went?
No, the recent one, we went back.
So you've not told us. Okay, we'll so get there. We've not we'll had there. Anything since then.
Oh,
so
yeah, okay, we'll get... We
the
get
last we'd heard about T was he kept on saying to you, I don't think I'll be scared this time, Daddy.
Yeah, he wasn't. He was really good. But anyway, let's get... So, and we got him this from Santa, as well as the Hulk smash and the Hulk's fists.
Nice. Got those as
well, which were a...
Daddy
blast.
Has had more fun with, hasn't
they were
he?
A blast at my parents, all four of them. And like Dad and my sister was like, stop hitting these! As their middle one, it was just going
that's amazing.
Ham with them. They loved them. They're brilliant. And he loves them. But yeah, the actual Hulk smash toy, he's not really been involved with it. The Jack Skellington kind of cuddly toy, one of the least expensive things we brought out of the whole thing. I think it cost me £10 from Amazon.
Yeah.
Had so many good reviews of everyone going, my little boy loves this, my little girl thinks it, and he does. Bed with him every night, takes
awesome.
It everywhere. Tells me off because I call him Jack instead of Jack Skellington.
Oh, yeah, you've got a full name in.
Yeah, even though you should say Jack Skeleton, but because he says Skellington, I have to say Skellington as well. So you have to give Jack his entire full name every time, or he'll go, Daddy... I'm doing the actions, the camera's not going to go, Daddy, no, he points at me. Like,
yeah.
You said Jack. You no say Jack. You say Jack Skellington. So, honestly, I get told off constantly at home by him. He's completely so bossy to me.
Like, brilliant.
You not tell me off yesterday. Everything was yesterday. It could be tomorrow or 5 minutes ago. Yesterday, Daddy, blah, 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 blah. You did this yesterday, Daddy. He's like, no, I didn't. What are you talking about?
Oh, my God. He's developed something that Jem and her bloody family have. I found myself doing it now.
Mm-hmm.
They use the other day, and that could be 5 fucking years ago or 24 hours ago.
Yeah.
Or the other day you said this. I said that 3 years ago. That's when I proposed to you. Well, yeah, anyway, the other day. No!
I do say the other day, but there is a certain point where I don't say it anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do have a cutoff. I don't know when it is, but there will be a cutoff from my brain. But it was a bit longer than the other day. So, yeah, okay, let's talk about when we went to see Santa. So, shall I say where? I know where it was. I can say.
Yeah, go for it.
So, it's Mead Open Farm.
Yeah.
When the last year, anyone who listened to the Christmas one or the one before, I said about...
Last year, he had a meltdown because Mummy was a naughty girl.
Yes, so it was a lot shorter this time. The first room you go into is the machine. You go straight through and then you're at Santa. So all the other stuff was now put as a separate bit. So going through the forest,
okay. That makes
all the other
sense.
Little bits. So
you don't overload your child, basically.
Yeah, and I think that was a good idea from them because also I didn't think it was that brilliant. I don't think he would really be that fussed with it.
Yeah.
Miranda and I didn't get picked as being naughty, so he was happy there. But he was really involved with all the games and dances and songs that they were all doing, which was really fun.
Cool.
And then I was saying to him, like, we're going to go see Santa in a minute. And he's like, oh, okay, brilliant. This is great. And I was like, well, he's going to ask you what you want for Christmas. So tell him what you want for Christmas. And he's like, I want Jack Skellington. I was like, well, you tell him that. And there's a bad... Well, I'm going to say, I wasn't happy with Santa for something that he did, but I'll tell you in a minute. So as soon as we get in, Santa is asleep on his chair. And the elves are like, oh, Santa's fallen asleep. Let's get in our seats. Be really quiet, get in our seats. We're the last ones in the room, right? Everyone's all creeping past. As soon as we walk in, he spots Santa. He's like, I would really like Jack Skellington, please! Jack Skellington, please! Please! Jack... He's shouting at the top of his voice. And he's being super polite about it. He's saying, please, please, thank you, please. And I'm like, T, calm down. So you'll get your turn. And then...
Oh, I love it.
He was like third or fourth. And every time he was like getting up to go. So I was like, it's not your go yet. And he's like, oh, okay. Jack Skellington, please. I was like, no, it's not your turn. And as soon as we get up, we sat down next to him. And like, we soon sat down, he looked at Santa. He's like, Jack, can I have Jack Skellington, please? Can I have Jack Skellington, please? And Santa's like,
bless him.
What? And he's like, please, can I have Jack Skellington? And then what I didn't like Santa did, he goes, I don't know what that is.
Oh, no.
And T's face. And I went, no, he does know what it is. And then I think Santa realised what he just did. And he's like, oh, but I know my elves know. And I said, see, he said his elves know what it is. But don't worry.
Oh my God, that's such a rookie mistake.
Yeah, I said, I know exactly what it is and I'll make sure Santa and the elves know exactly what it is. And he was like, the relief on his face. And I just kind of looked at Santa and I was like, you fucking prick.
I'm going to stab you later with a candy
fucking
cane.
Destroy you, you bastard.
Okay, and this is why he came after us in Saumur.
Yeah, fucking... We'll get him.
I've got to say, though, from the sound of it, Mead Farm have a Polaroid of you and your family up next year. Just families to watch out for.
Don't let this child back in.
On the naughty or nice thing, if you see this family, it's got to be nice.
They have this bit where you decorate gingerbread men.
Uh-oh. And did you do gingerbread genitals?
Brilliant, because we went in and he was... And the Mrs. Claus does it, and she's like, okay, everyone, sit down. And you're sat on the floor. It's like, last year we had chairs. We're sat on this floor.
Is Mrs. Claus a hottie?
No, she's not. Oh, she's not hottie.
Disappointing.
And so, and you've got these pre-packaged, gluten-free gingerbread men and all this. And
we've removed the fun, so you don't have to.
Yeah, exactly. We've taken all the fun out of this. And she's like, okay. Now, nobody start yet. I'm going to show you all my other ones, tell you what you have to know. He's ripping his open and he's already going for it. And he's already decorated it and half eaten it and she's still showing.
Oh, fuck me.
He's like, jung, 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 jung. Oh, yeah, brilliant.
Why would you drag it out that much?
It hadn't changed at all from last year. They had loads of fake ones,
yeah,
which they had made up to be like the Spice Girls and Freddie Mercury.
Oh, that's cool.
And there was loads of puns for gingerbread and stuff between all the
others. There was the Freddie Mercury one, the standard yellow jacket, white trousers.
Yeah, and it had a microphone.
Of course.
And all really funny for the adults. The kids do not care. They have all the stuff in front of them and just want to do gingerbread men. So just let them do it. Don't try and get all the kids to stop, because he just come in, did it, ate it, and then was like getting annoyed that we were still in there.
Yeah. No, that's exactly it. It should be Mrs. Claus comes and visits you. Otherwise, just have people come in. Right, we're ready for six more people. You, in you come. There's your area. Mrs. Claus will come and visit you in a bit and just say, oh, that's wonderful decorating you're doing there, isn't it?
And then
fuck off to the next one like wind.
2 hours of exhausting soft play in the giant soft play that they have there. I was shattered at the end of that.
I bet you were. That is...
I was being Squirtle and he was being Hulk and we were fighting. So I had to do all the Squirtle moves and he was being the Hulk.
Hang on, Squirtle. Water cannon, Rob, put your cock away.
No, there's children around. That's for a father
and
mummy and
daddy time, is it?
Yeah.
Oh,
that's what
Mr.
and Mrs. Claus get up to at night time.
Oh,
so yeah, that was
ho ho ho.
That was the Christmas trip this year, but much better.
Yeah, much better, but still semi-traumatic. That I would have been so angry with that Santa.
Yeah, I was annoyed with him, and I'm pretty sure it's the same Santa as last time because
thing to say to a kid.
You just don't say that. You don't. You just go, oh yes, I know exactly what it is, and you just lie.
Yeah.
You know, the FBI aren't here fucking checking your bloody pulse, are they? So who cares?
I guess the issue is, have they had issues before where they've had a child go up, say something that they've imagined or they've made up that they really want for Christmas, and Santa's gone, oh, of course, little boy, little girl, that's absolutely fine, I'll make sure that happens. Christmas Day comes. Because it was in the back of their imagination and they've created it and it doesn't fucking exist, they're now in tears because Santa at Mead Farm said that he'd make sure they definitely get it.
Yeah, are you telling me you didn't know what Jack Skellington was?
I don't know. It is one of those ones you either know it or you don't.
Yeah, I guess.
But I'd expect if you're Santa or you're playing Santa... You should do your research on all the popular things at Christmas, and it is a popular fucking Christmas film.
Yeah.
Oh, well, fair enough.
That tangent went on a little while. What were we talking about?
That tangent did go on a little while. So what would you have done, though, if Jack Skellington had broken? So you would have said you would have repaired it yourself.
I said I'll fix it, and I probably would have just ordered a new one and sent that one back.
So, well, funny enough. So the two things that come to mind for me on this one, other than the trauma of Kay, and honestly, it really, really got to like making me really upset that it happened. I would have been... Okay, I would have been about 13. So, obviously, I was a little fragile at that point for some reason, but I remember my middle brother bought me, must have been the X-Files File 2 VHS, which would have been Eugene Toombs, if I remember rightly. Yeah. So, File 1 was the one they're out in the desert. File 2, I'm pretty sure, was Eugene Toombs. He bought me that, and this was back in the day when Smiths used to do lots of free things. You bought a VHS and they'd have free stuff. Occasionally Woolworths did it, but Smith had the better ones, and it had come with a free X-Files t-shirt, and it had this glow-in-the-dark X for X-Files in the left breast side. And I remember wearing it and going to play tennis at the tennis club I played tennis at on a Friday evening, and it got caught on one of the fences and it got ripped at the back, and I just remember being absolutely heartbroken that this was like the first time I'd worn it out. I thought it looked really cool, and then it was ripped at the back. Mum fixed it for me, but it's still just, it really fucking hated it that happened. But the best one for me was my nephew. I became the uncle that could fix anything. So he had this little remote controlled helicopter. It was a little Chinook. And his mum trod on it, and it was his. He loved it, and he was so good at flying.
Twin blade Chinook.
Yeah,
that's so cool.
It was sort of small as well. It was really good, and it's a. It got crushed, and it stopped working. Funnily enough, when a fully grown woman treads on it, what do you expect? So I said, like, I'm sure I can fix it. Ordered the same thing off Amazon, and just gave him the one from Amazon, and said, "Look, I managed to fix it." He was so happy, and I just became the uncle that could fix anything. It's like, yes, that's exactly what I wasn't going to say. I'll just go and buy you a new one. I wanted it, the idea that actually things can be fixed, even though this one couldn't have been. I didn't want him thinking that you just go out and buy something again.
Yeah,
you should try and fix it first.
I always say that I'll fix it. I think without even really thinking about it, I just go, "Oh, Daddy will fix it."
Fair enough. No, I like that. Moving on then. Right, well, these two things kind of run together. So let's do the Channel 84 Variety Nostalgic Kids Show knockout first. We are on Group N. We've got two matches, and these have possibly been the most votes we've had for one of these anyway. And I think it's because I worked out that actually, because we did it on that last giant thread previously, it just wasn't getting the airtime that Twitter... Anyway, all that rubbish out of the way. We got quite a lot of votes for the first one. So the first match is Spider-Man versus X-Men. And I remember watching both of them. They would have been going live on a Saturday. Always about, what, 9:30, 10 in the morning? And it would be one or the other.
Yeah.
And I enjoyed both. Got to say, X-Men for me was always the preferred one, though. I didn't mind Spider-Man. Kind of didn't like the love interest, which... quite heavily played in it, which they did through all the films.
Yeah.
Kind of the big thing for Spider-Man, wasn't it?
I love both of these, but I can categorically tell you which one I like more. X-Men. I've got them all on DVD.
Love them.
Yeah.
I've rewatched them on streaming. They are just fucking brilliant.
Yeah, they are fantastic.
I wouldn't go back and rewatch Spider-Man.
Nope.
I enjoyed watching it as a kid.
I do and will again go back and watch X-Men.
And actually, having watched all of the X-Men stuff, it then made me go back and watch one that I don't remember watching when it was out, which was The Silver Surfer.
Yeah.
And that was really good.
I haven't watched that one, actually.
It's well worth it. Really, really worth it.
They all had the same art style, too.
Same artists.
Or is it the same? Just literally
same studio, same artist. Because right, it was okay, Marvel, right. So they would have just employed the same people.
Right. Okay.
But yeah, no, X-Men for me. And if we look at the public votes, 32 votes in total this time. 62% went with X-Men, whereas 38 went with Spider-Man.
Yeah.
At about midday, that was only about 54% for X-Men.
So it was closer.
And 48% was Spider-Man. Yeah. So it was far closer. It was just as it came into the evening, it changed and it swung towards X-Men more.
I think that's the right one.
Yeah, I think it is. I think it is. And obviously so do the public. But
another pairing, Spider-Man would have won.
Yeah.
But it went up against X-Men. It wasn't going to happen.
Yeah. And to be fair, there was probably more Spider-Man cartoons than X-Men, wasn't there?
Oh, I do have them on my phone. I think I saw it was 5 series for Spider-Man. Hang on.
Because, yeah, I vaguely remember it kind of, it went on longer, whereas X-Men...
Five seasons of Spider-Man.
Yeah.
And there was quite a few of X-Men. Was 76 episodes of
X-Men. So if you do 76 divided by 12, that actually probably... Oh, no, it's American seasons.
Five seasons.
Oh, five. Okay.
Yeah. I think it's because the box set's massive, so...
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah, and this was... But set up more X-Men. 65 Spider-Man, so more X-Men.
Oh, okay. I thought there was more Spider-Man, but that's interesting. But... I think I agree with what people put up on Twitter as well, was X-Men wasn't afraid to kill off someone. I mean, yes, okay, Spider-Man killed off Uncle Ben, whoopty-fucking-do.
Yeah, that's part of the origin
he
story,
he dies in
though.
Every fucking
yeah,
see,
that's
variety
the origin
of it.
Story, though. The X-Men isn't like that, is it?
Exactly. X-Men, though, didn't have a problem with killing off characters.
Yeah.
And even to an extent in the films, they haven't had that much of an issue.
And also, they actually had quite a few kind of characters that were a little bit unlikable as well. Not just baddies, but unlikable. Like the guy who could, like, morph.
Well, yes.
Yeah, that guy was very unlikable.
Yeah, and no, I know exactly what you mean. I'm trying to think of who was the one that had the playing cards.
Gambit, like one of my favourite superheroes ever.
Yeah, but he's not particularly likable.
He's not
like,
no, because he's a sleazy bastard. Yeah.
Exactly, but yeah. He's a great character.
Yeah, he's got cancel written all over him, isn't he?
Yeah. Exactly. Oh, Jesus, right, let's move on quick. The second round of Group N then was How To. I'm sure it was called How To when we were growing up. It wasn't just How,
no,
was it?
No, we went through this with Ben. So there was How, and then there was How To. So they're different... It's almost like a second one of the show. I didn't watch How, I watched How To.
Right, okay. So
I'm only familiar with How To.
Fine, so I think I've kind of mixed them both. So it doesn't matter. How To versus Garfield and Friends.
Yeah.
Thoughts?
I don't like Garfield. I don't understand why people like it. I think it's rubbish. I don't like the films, either with Bill Murray being Garfield. I've got quite strong opinions of how much I don't like Garfield. To me, it's a very American cartoon, not one that really was big here, I don't think. Well, and he was in the paper as well, wasn't it?
He was in many, many newspapers. Yeah, he was public.
When I think of Garfield, I think of his actually being an American thing brought over here, and I just didn't get it. A cat that eats lasagna doesn't make fucking sense. Even like cartoon world. How To is a better program anyway.
It was just full of science fun and experiments that they just did on but it was just it was short, wasn't it?
Yeah,
it was a long, it was half an hour episode, but they fit so much in because they were just doing these short fun things.
You see the link I sent you?
Yes.
Brainiac. Yeah.
Brainiac was an amazing show. Yeah. I loved Brainiac, yeah. And I watched that to death when it was on.
Yeah.
And it's a shame it disappeared, really, because it was so much fun.
What's that guy's name? Do you remember what his name was?
It was Hammond did it at one point, didn't he, Brainiac?
After the guy who was in the clip I sent you.
I know who you mean. Yeah. I'm going to quickly look it up on IMDb.
Yeah, the guy with the glasses.
Yeah, I know who you mean.
Yeah, I think Hammond did the much more... Didn't he do When It Returned?
He did the more modern episodes, yeah.
Yeah. I'm sure it kind of stopped and then come back again.
Oh, no. Is it not... Oh, Brainiac Science Abuse. There you go.
Yeah.
Oh, was it John Tickle?
Yes, it's
John
Tickle. John
Tickle was a great name. Yeah, that was it. John Tickle.
Yeah.
But that, you're right. That's kind of what felt like a spiritual successor to How yeah. To. And then, yeah, with Garfield, I didn't mind Garfield so much. And I remember having the what we call the toilet paper books, you know, made out of sugar paper, yeah. and they were long. And I used to enjoy reading them and having them just as kind of toilet material. But the Garfield and Friends, I never got. The you had the cartoon of Garfield,
Odie.
And then half
Odie
was the dog, yeah. Or and then you had the second half of the episode with just these farm animals, and it was just shit.
It's not a good show.
It was not a good show. So How To for the win. And of the 12 votes, 75% agreed How To was the way to go.
Yeah.
So yeah, no, absolutely agree with that.
Well, it's two easy ones, really.
It was, I think. I don't know, X-Men Spider-Man easy? Would you say
only
that?
Easy because X-Men's so good.
True. Okay, that's fine. What made I'll let easy. You off on that yeah. one. But I would say I bet a fair few people struggled with their choice going, well, which of these two do I choose?
I think X-Men's going to be the one that could knock Paddington Peas off its high horse.
Not a chance. Not
if it's on the correct side.
Chance.
If it's on the correct side of the...
Well, you have to wait and see because it will all be automated by the system. I will not have any influence on it. I will not purposely put them together.
Give Paddington Peas an easy run to the final.
Oh, if that got to the final, I would laugh so hard.
That'd be my last episode.
Oh, poor Rob.
You'd have look, to replace me with someone.
Keeping up with kids' TV then. We'll come to a bit that I wanted to talk about. So T has become obsessed with two shows.
Yeah.
Show number one, any of the Thomas the Tank Engine modern series. Not the old-fashioned nice models. No, 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 no. He's
nice
too good
models,
for those.
Nice models, but horrific storyline.
Yeah, well, fair enough. I accept that. No, no, instead he wants the fully animated Let's Go, Go, Go.
Mm-hmm.
It's wonderful adventure bloody time.
I think
we've
watched it once.
Yeah, he's loves it every day. Thomas. Okay, you want Thomas.
Oh,
okay,
bless.
Too, we'll put Thomas on. It's just the issue is, and there's a few things I'll bring up about it, but we've stopped Kay from watching things like
Sister.
or Hannah Montana,
yeah.
Because honestly, they're cunts to everyone.
Yeah.
So Hannah Montana, every episode goes like this. Miley Cyrus is a bitch to her friends
mm-hmm.
and causes them to hate her.
Right.
Miley Cyrus does what she wants and gets what she wants. She then realizes she misses her friends and she's upset them. She apologizes and they have all a big hug and everything's forgotten and better again.
So is she Miley Cyrus in the show?
Yeah, she's Miley Cyrus in the show, but when she's acting on stage, she's Hannah Montana, and her friends find out her secret identity. That's the idea of the show. Yeah. But my point is, there's only so many times you can fuck a friend over before your friend goes, I'm kind of sick of hearing you saying sorry, so no,
yeah.
fuck off.
Mm-hmm.
But every episode of it is that. And it's the same with Sister. It basically teaches kids, be a cunt to your friends. You're absolutely fine because just say sorry and it'll all blow over.
Yeah.
So that's why we stopped her watching shows like that. Thomas the fucking to the Tank is the same. They're all dicks to each other. I'm a really useful engine, said Thomas. Whoa, Gordon said. I'm the fastest engine. I don't give a fuck, Gordon. I'm a really useful engine. Yet by the end of it, oh, Gordon, I fully understand how fast you are now. And I understand how useful you are, Thomas. It's the same shit every day. It's just insert word here, apologize for it at the end with them realizing that the other train can do it just as well.
Yeah, I can't think about Thomas the same since you made me watch that Tom Scar
video. Oh, the Tom Scar video on Thomas. It's just so brutally wonderful.
Yeah, now when you're saying useful, I just keep thinking about them all being terrified and being like made to feel useful.
Right, so this is the bit that actually made me kind of... trust me, I have watched hours of Thomas in the past week. Hours of the fucker. And it's made me come to a realisation that I don't think Tom Scar covered.
Right.
Every train, if it's a locomotive, a steam engine, has two human beings on board. It has a driver,
mm.
or an engineer, whatever you call him, and a fireman. So
the coal man.
The coal man. The one that's scooping coal in. And this only came to my mind watching this episode and the Fat Controller's trying to get to a royal appointment with the Queen.
Bit late.
Because, of course. And he's rushed Thomas so much, they get halfway to this second location and Thomas is going really slow. And the Fat Controller's, Thomas, why are we going really slow? Well, you made me leave the station without my fire person, so I can't go any fast because no one's putting coal in me.
He says that.
Yeah, first of all, can the driver not do that?
Mm.
But yeah, but what that leads to is he is limited to what he can do without those two humans. Mm-hmm. So without one human driving him and one human shoveling coal in his asshole to keep him going,
he's somewhat limited.
So he can stop on his own, fine, but the engineer can also pull the brakes and stop him.
So he needs someone to tweak his rod and someone to plow his arsehole.
For fuck's sake. But you get where I'm going here. So he cannot fully control what he's doing, or if there's humans on board, they can make him do things without his control. So if they put the brakes without on, consent, he will stop. Yeah?
Does
get
he
it?
Consent to all of this, but I get it.
Right, you get it. Good. Now, a long-running story in all of Thomas the Tank Engine is that Diesel is a prick. And all Diesels are apparently dicks.
Yeah.
Does that mean their drivers and their engineers are also dicks?
Yes.
Because there's a human on board each of them, not stopping them from doing absolutely cuntish things to each other.
Yep, yep.
So, yeah, what happens? Oh, hello, welcome to Network Rail. Hello. Right, we're going to interview you now. Right, okay, we'll ask you some questions. Well, here you answered, would you save your mother from a burning house? You said, no, I'd piss on her. I think we're going to put you on a diesel train.
Yeah, your diesel. Your diesel.
But
your coal. Your diesel.
Seriously. It's like, hang on. So Thomas can't go fast. He can be stopped by his engineer by putting the brakes on. Diesel can go around just being a prick all day because the engineer's what? Just doing drugs on his back. So, oh, just leave him to it.
Yeah.
I won't touch that brake. It's really just stupid.
Yeah.
And I'm really baffled as why have I dug so deep into this.
Yeah, I don't really like Thomas Tank Engine, I've got to say.
But my favourite thing is, and this was the other thing I noticed, we've been watching on Prime, and we have the subtitles on because sound on anything is just shit now. Obviously not in your house because you've got a million amazing speakers. And
Oh, no, you still can't hear the bloody people speaking because it just feels like no sound engineer on the planet knows how to mix voices any longer.
It's true. It is absolutely. So we have the subtitles on for everything. Yeah. And we are watching the more modern Thomas, and I think it's the American version. But we're watching it with English subtitles. So you wouldn't think there's a problem there.
They're all
so on the TV, there was a whole thing, the Fat Controller is not allowed to be called the Fat Controller anymore.
The large...
Because he's it's negative description. So he's now called Sir Topham Hatt.
That's fucking silly.
But
Sir Topham Hatt. I like it.
So you've
I'm on board with it, yeah.
Sir Topham Hatt went over to Thomas to tell him about the plan. And then in subtitles, the Fat Controller went over to Thomas the Tank Engine. He's like,
I really like that. So it was clearly...
So in Britain, it's still the Fat Controller. In America, it's Sir Topham Hatt.
I think that... there was probably some kind of outrage at some point from the Sun, or like the Daily Mail readers were probably like,
They're changing it to this. We have to petition to stop them. Jamie Oliver's to blame. He took away your turkey dippers and he turned
turkey
it
twizzlers.
Into turkey twizzlers and he bought Sir Topham Hatt.
Have you seen the videos of that stuff where he's like, what do you prefer to all the kids?
And all of them like,
they're all
turkey
like, we
twizzlers.
Want the turkey twizzlers. And it's his face. It's just like ghost white.
Yep.
They are so good.
He's such a prick. right, next TV show, because I know that you've also watched this one. So this one I can talk about. The Tiger That Came to Tea.
Yeah, we watched
First of all, what we're about to say will probably slag it off somewhat. But good God, it is a beautifully animated thing.
I really like
it. I love
it.
Robbie Williams singing in it. I think it's brilliant.
Yeah.
My wife hates his singing. She says he can't sing.
Oh, I love Robbie Williams.
I love him.
See him live is brilliant. We saw him live. Fantastic.
Nice. But yeah, the swing song, the animation, yeah. It's just beautiful. The little bits that you spot, like they walk past Neighbor at the end and it's got a picture of Mog on it. And then Mog's Christmas this year on Channel 4, when they're going to go and buy the Christmas tree, they walk past the cafeteria. And there's the family the tiger that came to see having their tea. And the story's carrying on in the background of that story. It's just lovely
little
things.
I'm going to have to watch those both again to see it. Because we only watched it once. Because it's been on Prime for a while, but you've got to pay. And I'm like, I'm not paying for it.
Channel 4. Oh, what? The Mog's Christmas?
No, the tiger.
Oh, Tiger Tames 3 is free on Prime now.
Now it is.
Yep.
But literally 2 weeks ago it wasn't.
Mog's Christmas is, you've got to pay for it on Prime. But if you get the Channel 4 app and just accept the adverts in the middle, it's free.
All right, we'll do that then. Yeah, we've been reading it for ages and he's really enjoyed it. And they've done a really good job at keeping the TV film
to the
source material.
Absolutely.
It is like the books come alive.
It is.
I've got a little bit of a take on the plot of it. I think you've got something and it could be very similar.
So first of all, before T had got really into it, as anytime he now sees the universal kind of the globe spinning and you hear the doo doo doo, he goes, "That's Tiger?" It's like, "No, it's not Tiger. Sorry, baby boy. No, not Tiger." I doctored an image of the original book and it was like the girl who had too much Tixie Licks.
Yeah.
Right. Anyway, look, you give your take and then we'll come on to my take.
I think there's a subplot in this, or there's a different meaning to what the whole film actually is. And it's actually that the mum is either an alcoholic or a gambler.
Oh my God, we are so close, so close.
And it's all just that she doesn't do the dinners. She hasn't been cleaning because she's drunk or on drugs or has no money. And she has created this whole idea of this tiger. And the tiger is a representation of
alcoholism.
Her addiction.
Okay.
And the child has manifested this tiger. And then the and the dad's coming home and is like, the house is a fucking pigsty. And the daughter's like, oh, the tiger came back. And then there's the mum in the background drinking like her Irish coffee.
Drinking dad's beer.
Yeah, drinking dad's beer. So exactly. She's there, pissed, hasn't done the tidy, hasn't cleaned anything, hasn't done the food, hasn't been shopping. And the dad's just like, we're just going to go to the fucking calf.
So what I've got is there's a horror. So there's another bit before this that I'd originally thought. And then this literally came on today when I was watching it again. Horrible realization. The dad is a chronic alcoholic and gambler. They have no water because they didn't pay the bill. And the land, and thanks to the land of make-believe, is the only place they can stop their daughter feeling hungry.
Yeah.
But I said, oh, the tiger came and ate everything again, darling. Got no food. And look, he's drunk all the water, so there's no bath for you tonight either.
Well, that's what I mean. I can just imagine the mum there with a glass of wine going, oh, the tiger's home again.
Again, originally I put, so who ate all the food? We know that a tiger didn't actually come in. So A, the mum and the child ate all the food and drank all the beer. Mm-hmm. So fuck you, dad.
Yeah.
Or B, mum had the milkman back.
Yeah.
Milkman's been on the dad's beer.
We've kind of come to the same conclusion, but I said it's the mum and you said it's the dad, pretty much.
I reckon the mum's on the game with the milkman. He's just like, hello, love, how you doing? Oh, kid's here.
Yeah.
Yes, usual. See you later.
Yeah. it's instantly just gone out of my head what I was going to say. Oh, that was it. Because we'd read the book so many times and then watched the programme, it's funny how I imagine the tiger acting is not how they imagined it on the show. How it ate was really like,
yeah.
So that's not how I imagined it doing that.
So T's now replicating that.
Oh,
it comes
he?
On TV. He goes over to his box of all the fake food. He's got his play food. And when the tiger does, he's got something in his hand. Tiger starts doing it. And you just hear him go.
That's hilarious. It's the same with the Gruffalo. We read the Gruffalo so many times before we watched the Gruffalo that when they did the voice of the Gruffalo, I was like, oh, the Gruffalo is actually a bit scary.
Yes.
That's never how I imagined it being.
But, yeah, it was. It is. beautiful thing with the Gruffalo that I'm not that much of a fan of the Gruffalo myself, but and honestly, if Chessington had kept it, Professor Bubble Works, mm-hmm. I would have much preferred that. But that's now the Gruffalo ride, the old Bubble Works.
Right, okay.
So you go through the story of the Gruffalo on the same route the Bubble Works.
I love it. We love all of Julia Donaldson's books. We're on the highway at the moment.
Jem loves it. Jem, I can guarantee you, bar The Ugly Five, I think it is.
We haven't had that one yet.
It's crap. It's not her best. But Jem could probably tell you them word for word without the book, straight up.
We're currently going on to, we're really into The Highway Rat. We all love that one. That's a fantastic one. Superworm is a surprise favourite as well. That's a really good one, Superworm. Gruffalo, Gruffalo's Child. We all like Zog.
He's Zog not and so much the Flying Doctors.
Yeah, he's not so much into the Flying Doctors one, but Zog. Charlie Cook's favourite book is a really good one.
Yeah.
Room and a Broom's good.
Have you watched all the animated versions? We've watched them all too. They are really
good. Tabby McTat, we're halfway through watching. We haven't read it because I haven't seen the book.
I quite liked that one, but what I think they've done the nicest job on the animations is how close they've got to making these 3D animations look like the 2D pictures that were drawn of it.
Yeah.
They've done such a beautiful job on that.
The art style, which I can't remember the artist's name. It's written on the front of the books.
No, I can't think of it.
And
I like all the celebrity voices they get. So like
Rob Brydon is in every single one.
Julian Anderson's the witch in Room on the Broom, for example.
And a lot of the time they're just going,
exactly. Simon Pegg's in it. It's wonderful.
Well, the Highway Rat is David Tennant.
Yes. I'm glad that you came up with the same similar idea with Tiger that came to tea.
I came to that conclusion maybe last week too. So it's interesting that you put on there, because I was like, we had read it again and I was like,
it's shown in our house at least 3 times a day.
Oh, is it?
It's getting painful now.
That's the Highway Rat at the moment.
Yeah, fair.
2 or 3 times. But we all love it, so we're all...
I don't mind the Tiger, to be fair, and I like the song, and I find myself singing it away to myself now as well.
It's a good tune, I think, actually.
So, okay, good. Rob the Builder. Yes, we fix it. Rob the Builder.
Yes, we can. Can he fix it, fucking somebody?
Please, someone, just fix Rob's Builder.
Somebody fix the building.
Well, actually, no, not Rob's Builder, sorry. That's not
John's
right. John's brilliant.
John's the only continuous
everyone
good
else
thing
that
on the
Rob
build.
Hires, though.
Everyone else that I've had any involvement with has not been so good. So Roof.
Update.
We're doing Roof. What did we get up to last time?
You got scaffolding. And then literally, I think, you were getting the scaffolding. The roof needed to be done. I think we got to the point that actually it turns out to be the whole front face of the roof now needed to be done.
The whole of the roof.
Oh, is it the whole of the
roof?
The
whole of my roof is getting done.
Okay, so it's now the whole
entire
of the
roof. Roof is getting done. excuse me.
And then, I don't think we got this on episode, literally I think the day after you said, oh, the roofer said he'd fucked up the quote and it's a few extra grand.
So, I can't remember the days. Let's say it was going to be a Tuesday that it was going to start.
Yeah.
And now this was a quote, not an estimate. There's a very different...
No, absolutely. If it's a quote...
Definition.
There's an agreement. And if you say, I agree to a quote, that is a contract.
And that was the problem. And at 8 p.m. on the Monday, I have a text message from him. This is a day before, the
text
evening
message
before,
as well.
Text message telling me that he had fucked up the quote, were his words, of the actual cost of the tiles and the price... was wrong, and that the price, I don't want to say the whole price, but the price increased because I worked it out by, 13%.
Fuck me.
Now, we're already talking about double figure thousands of what it cost.
Yeah.
Increasing that by 13% is a disgusting amount. It's a large amount of money.
It's just not on. It's not what you agreed.
It was already a quote, basically, it meant that I said to him, you're not going to start tomorrow because we need to talk about this properly. You can't come to me and have this huge increase in cost.
No.
Just telling me over the phone. So at that point, I spoke to John, the builder, and said, can you help me with this because I need to understand what's going on. I need you. Can you speak to him, get exactly all the details, every single thing out of him, and then speak to me in the way that I know you can speak to me? So I understand building work. I understand all of it. But there are certain aspects I'm not so good with. And also I'm very hot-headed with certain things. So yes. I've been learning over the last few years, and my wife's been helping me, that I need to not say the first thing that comes to my head. I need to not always overreact so instantly. This is with everybody, not just some people.
No, everybody. Fair enough.
And that I need to receive the information, think about the information, and then put forward my thoughts on it. Give myself a moment to internalize it. And John was very good at knowing that I'm like that and managing me and keeping me from punching people and getting arguments with people. And so I got him to help me, and he actually kind of offered, really, after I was sending in the message saying, you need to help me, this is driving me fucking mad, I'm gonna lose this guy.
Yeah.
And you know, and because one of the things I said to River's like, look, I'm already balls deep in the fucking scaffolding. Who's gonna pay for the scaffolding? So I said to him, I was like, I can hardly say no to you because my house is covered in scaffolding. Who's going to pay for that? You know, we're going to pay a few grand or whatever it costs to have the scaffolding put up, to then have them take it down and no work be done.
Yeah.
Why would I pay for that? And my opinion from the whole thing was, actually, I think that he should have swallowed the cost difference.
Well, he should have, because likelihood is that 13% increase would have also included his amount.
Yeah. Now, the thing that is a little bit ropey about the whole thing is all cash. And that's what my builder, John, didn't like about the increase, because it was cash. Yeah. He was saying, this is a little bit sus to me, because I think he's just found a better price, or he might be messing around with prices and still getting loads of money himself. And there's no paper trail because it's all cash and just, you know.
Yeah.
But when John went to all the suppliers himself and tried to make a quote himself, he ended up being more expensive still anyway than what actually is. So, and because I know how well John prices everything,
if he couldn't cost it to a valid cost, then whatever this bloke's done is a miracle, so swallow it.
Yeah, basically. He was basically saying, look, he's still cheaper than John isn't a roof, he goes, but if I was doing it, he's still cheaper than me. And I'm your mate, giving you mate's rate. He's still cheaper than me. And he's good, and we know he is good. I think he has just genuinely fucked it up. And the guy was very apologetic, but that wasn't the point of it.
No.
So what it meant was that it didn't happen for about a week. And then I got speaking with one of the guys he works with, who was actually doing the work.
Yeah.
Because this roofer guy, you know, he did my flat roof, he was actually doing these slope roof, and that was one of the problems. He it's his business, but he actually has somebody else who does the tiling parts,
right,
and he does all the slightly more technical, you know, flat, funny.
It does all stuff. The felting and all the all that side of it.
And when I spoke to this guy on the phone, he was like, "Well, he's going away, and this and this." I was like, "You know, I can get the lads to come before Christmas, but they're stopping at this point in time. So, you know, we'll have all the tiles off, and then you'll have." And I was like, "Look, I don't want to fuck around and have 5 or 6 days over Christmas when no one's here and I have nothing on my roof."
No.
So it all got delayed until what was meant to be. What day are we on? So telling everyone where we are. This is a Thursday. We're recording
Thursday the 4th.
They were meant to start on the Tuesday.
Yeah.
And they couldn't because of the weather.
Which is,
so they started today instead.
Okay.
But it doesn't mean they're not coming tomorrow, because there's meant to be a lot of rain tomorrow.
Which there has been already tonight.
So they ripped. At the moment, I'm in a situation where the whole front face of my house has got no tiles on it, but it has got all the ceiling on it. So it's watertight, but there's no tiles on it.
Jesus.
And that's really where we're at. I got really frustrated with all the stuff to do with the money. And, you know, when you're already at the end of a big job, which had its own issues anyway, not really out of money, just out of certain problems that were coming up, which were completely out of the builder's control, like problems with old steels in my house and all these other things that we had to work around.
But then it even
and Howden's being fucking dickheads.
But it even sounds like we got all this agreed with the roofers, and it sounds like they've still been dicks. So the skip wasn't close enough to the house, from what you told me.
Oh, yeah, that was today. So the nightmares of today, after having a really bad night with tea, as you know, I had, not had much sleep. And then again, working on my own, not reacting, even when I'm very tired, I'm working on it. It might not come across in these episodes, in these things. So I laugh a lot and I'm quite funny, but I can also,
rocking backwards and
I can also not be very nice. You know, I work in the building trade. Builders can be not nice. And the three of them, this is the thing. They are all actually really nice lads and they're really funny. And I get on with all of them. But again, I don't like people taking the piss.
No.
And they blocked my van in so I couldn't get to work on time and I already had a problem with T getting into nursery, so I was already on edge. And just a comment to say they're upset with the scaffolding. This is a valid upset.
Fine.
The scaffolders haven't used enough of the uprights, so it's not braced enough.
Right.
So what they like to do is they like to get all the tiles down and then in one go take them all down.
Yes.
And the same, bringing them all up and then do it. So they don't have to keep going up and down, up and down. They're worried that there isn't enough support on the scaffolding to take all the weight of all of
the tiles. Yeah.
So I think the scaffolders are going to have to come back and do more. You know, I don't think I should pay them any more because I've paid them to put the scaffolding up. If they need to do more,
you've
then that's
paid
on them
for the job and you've told them what the job is for. If they've not done it to standard, then that's
if
they've
not done it safely, then I think that's on them to put more up without me getting charged. But we'll wait and see until that comes along. If you might see me on Crime Watch. And then it's so boggy. People won't know this because they don't know where I live, but you do. They've got a massive green in front of my house.
Yeah.
No one can park there. And the scaffolding...
I've walked along it before, and it's like, oh, God, my foot's gone.
Yeah, sorry, not the scaffolding. The skip lorries won't drive on it because they'll get stuck.
Absolutely sensible.
So when it's like that, they'll put the skips at the end. And that's what they've done. So you've got to walk a bit from my house. You know, how many meters is it? Like 20 meters.
If that. And that's what wheelbarrows are for. 20 meters,
yeah. And the guys were complaining that it was too far away from the house. And I said, well, what do you expect them to do? Because they said that in the same breath as saying I needed to move the two cars that are in the street because their big delivery truck was coming and couldn't go on the mud because it would get stuck. This was the same reason why you're complaining about is over there for the same fucking reason.
See, that pisses me off. If they've got the understanding that their delivery truck can't do it, then why can your skip magically walk on mud?
Yeah. Well, anyway, I said to...
fuck off.
I said to the guys from Who Takes the Socks Off podcast on the Discord, I said to them, like, this is the last fucking thing I'm doing. Like, when this is over, I know I've got we've got one bathroom in the house that needs doing. I'm probably going to do it myself. Maybe just me and John.
Nice.
See what he can do to help me on weekends or whatever, whenever he wants to do it. I'll do it with him, but I'm not doing it anytime soon.
No.
So...
Good
then
idea.
Then we will have no more Rob the Builders updates because I don't want to do anything. And you know, if I do it, I'm doing it myself because I can do a lot of these things myself.
Yeah.
So I'm just not going to get builders in because I just can't take the stress of
That's
it any
fair
longer.
Fair enough, dude. Nice. Rob. Rob. Okay, so this one was just something that I randomly came up with. And it's to do with music. And if you remember a few months ago, me and Rob did something very stupid on the internet.
We're not doing it again.
We're not doing that again. No. We are not doing... Basically, we did a post on our webpage where every day we logged on and we updated it to answer a question about music. It was like your favourite song, your least favourite song, a song that reminds you of this, a song that reminds you of that.
Some of them were really fucking annoying,
It was, and it was quite fun doing it. And by the end of it, we both wanted to kill ourselves.
It started off great.
Sorry, I'm going to be trendy. Unalive ourselves unbirth ourselves.
We're not trendy.
No, never. Anyway, this one's a bit more fun. What I said is come up with 10 songs for a playlist that you think I may not have heard that I'd enjoy, and I will do the same for you.
Yeah. I can categorically tell you that it's very difficult to find artists that I don't think you've heard of, because I know you know a lot of music.
Well, vice versa. So
I did my... There will be ones that you've heard of.
Yeah.
But I think they
but
more...
But not necessarily songs that I will have heard.
But some of mine, probably half of them, the song represents an album, because I want you to listen to the album, not just the song.
And that's actually funny enough. There's a couple of mine which is exactly the same.
Yeah.
So
we're going to do one each at a time. We'll go through them now together?
Is yeah, that what we can do?
And then we'll just, and you say a song, I'll say a song, you say a song,
I'll say a song. We'll post this up on the webpage. We'll post it on social. So if you want to listen to them as well, and what we'll do, not next episode, but the episode after. So we will have had a month to listen to these playlists to see, and then we'll come back and we'll just talk about them. What did you enjoy? What did you not enjoy? Which was your favourite out of the whole playlist? Which wasn't your favourite?
Now, back to that thing, that music challenge. It was a 30-day music challenge.
Yes.
I made a playlist on Spotify.
You
which
did.
Is on the website, and yes. I can share it again. Someone just messaged me and I'll send it to them.
Of all the songs
it,
from it.
It is available and on the website, but I will send it again because it's still in my Spotify. I have made my Spotify playlist. When you tell me yours, I'll create a Spotify playlist of yours.
Yep.
And I'll link them both.
Perfect.
On the Discord and on the website. And anybody who asks, I'll give it to them.
So,
but yeah.
Let's not explain why we've chosen the songs. Just we'll say the title of the song, the artist, and the other person say whether they've heard of it or not, I guess.
Okay, but can I also say if it's an out, it represents an
yeah,
album.
And I'll say, yeah, this one really
this
covers
is in no
a
order.
These
album. Are just the order that I found them at the time. They're not in my favourite order or anything. They're just
snap.
Just in
no,
an order.
Fine. Okay. You can go first.
Then this is a live album I want you to listen to.
Oh, so it's the live
this
version.
This is the live album by a band you will know called Alter Bridge.
Never heard of them.
You'll even hear the songs. And this one's called Slip to the Void.
Okay.
They're kind of a rock band, kind of.
Yeah, mine is very heavy rock throughout all of it.
No, there better be Rammstein in there somewhere.
No, there's no Rammstein. No! I think I'm actually going to have a few bands on there that you may not have heard.
Okay, so yeah, Alter Bridge, Slip to the Void is the first one on my list. But it's actually the album, the live album, Wembley 2000-something.
Fine. Okay. My one, this one came about when I discovered this band through a CD that was just the Beavis and Butthead Experience. And they had a song, and then I was working at Outprice so I could order in imports as much as I wanted, and discovered all of them. And this song's called The Lumberjack by Jackal.
Oh, I know Jackal. I know the name Jackal.
Okay,
yeah,
cool.
I think I know the name Jackal. I might, but maybe I know the song or not. Maybe it's a different one as I know.
They're one of their most famous songs.
Maybe
and
I'll know it. I do recognise the name.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to go into it. You, if you know it, you'll know it.
Yeah.
If you don't now, then you won't have heard this.
Yeah.
Okay, what's number two then?
Next one is a song called Stars, sung by Russell Crowe.
Oh, tugger!
And it's from the Les Miserables motion picture.
Okay, fine. I won't have heard that one, so fine.
Yeah, I just wanted you to, because I know you hadn't seen the film.
Yeah.
And I've listened to the, well, I've seen the film. We've gone over this before. I've seen so many different Les Mis. I just think I'd like you to watch the film, and that just song, it's just a song I always sing to because I know all the words to it.
Okay.
And I mention it because Dan, my brother-in-law, you know, obviously people on the podcast will know if they listen to the old stuff.
Yep.
He thinks that Russell Crowe can't sing for shit. And I actually think he sings it pretty well.
Fair
I
enough.
Think he does.
Okay, well, my song number two, this is my song for an album.
Okay.
So the album, and I'm hoping there'll be a few fans out there, is a band called Therapy, and the album is called Troublegum. And the song from Troublegum I've chosen is Screamager.
Screamager.
Yes, Screamager. But the entire album, Troublegum, for me, I think it's their best album they ever did. As the whole album is, you could listen to all of it, and it's very hard to choose which one to. But Screamager was for the one that I've chosen for that. And I would like to think at the end of the playlist, you go away and you listen to the whole album.
Yeah. I'm just trying to find the actual EP that this one. Okay. I've told you about this guy multiple times.
Okay.
It's a guy called Lewis Dunford. A particular song on an album. The album's called the Moorland EP. There's in like five or six songs.
Right.
And it's called Regretamine. And it is a song about him taking drugs, basically.
Okay.
And he thinks he's taking cocaine, but he's not. He's taking something completely different.
Right, okay. So is it meant to be a comedy song or?
No, it's not a comedy song. His songs, as far as I'm aware, they are about his life.
Oh, okay.
And they're quite sad. There's some about his friend got stabbed. And he's from London,
London.
That's kind of how he speaks.
Oh, geez. that's fine.
Yeah,
no,
I
cool.
think it's... yeah, he takes some kind of tranquilizer or something when he thinks it's a, he thinks it's cocaine.
Right, okay. Okay, number three for me is kind of what I would term 90s power rock. It's not metal at all. Kind of punky, bit of pop rocky, I guess. Band called Terrorvision.
None of them.
Song's called Alice, What's the Matter? And
not Alice, Alice, Who the Fuck is Alice?
No, 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 it's not that one at all. No, this is Alice, What's the Matter by Terrorvision. Again, song I discovered through my work at Our Price. Fell in love with the album. It was the best of Terrorvision, which I think was called Whales and the Dolphins was the album. But yeah, Alice, What's the Matter is a brilliant tune off that. So that's why I chose that.
Okay.
And I should point out as well, kind of half my songs are kind of fairly melancholy and make you think, whereas the other half are just, I like them.
Yeah.
So like the Lumberjack Scrimmager, Alice, What's the Matter, they're just songs I really like. Then there's a couple on here that are actually deepish, maybe.
Mm. Yeah, right. the drug he took was ketamine.
Oh, okay, yeah. Talking. Number four then.
Again, another artist who I have told you about, because a number of his songs I fucking love. And his new album actually was, he's a self, produced, is it? He doesn't have a label, whatever you call the people who don't have a label, they do it themselves.
Oh, okay, yeah, yeah.
Was number one album just before Christmas.
Holy crap.
And there's
okay.
a guy called Ren.
I know Ren, yeah, yeah, because we had Hi Ren as one of our tunes on
that's
the...
That's the one, Hi Ren. I want you to make sure you've listened to Hi Ren if you haven't.
I played it for my friend Luke 2 days ago.
Very good song.
It's a brilliant song
and
in my opinion.
And if you haven't heard his new album... There's some really good ones on there.
Is that the one with things like animals on?
Animals is a really good one. Yeah, Animal Flow, it's called.
Animal Flow, yeah. I watched the video for it on yeah. TikTok.
All the videos are great. But there's a series of three songs, and the Ballad of Squeak and the Ballad of Something. And it's about these two kids, a girl and a boy, and their life. And that's a really sad one about abuse and all kinds
but
of things.
What I should point out about Ren as well, you'll see these videos, and yeah, they might not be your cup of tea of music. The man is incredibly talented. And there's a couple of videos of him doing just really popular songs from the 70s or 80s while out busking. And he sounds incredible.
Yeah, he's a busker originally. That's yeah. what he kind of was doing.
He sounds so good.
He's absolutely fantastic. Yeah, everyone should know who this guy is because he's incredible.
So, song four for me then.
Mm-hmm.
I've spoken about this bloke before, Ginger Wildheart. He had a band called The Wildhearts. He has done a lot of drugs and fallen out with a lot of people over time. He got banned from Kerrang, for example. He went to go for an interview at Kerrang and he smashed up their offices.
Brilliant.
The Wildhearts has fallen to bits, come back together so many times. This was when he was doing a band called Silver Ginger Five, and the song is, in my book, it's incredible. It's very, very, it's called Inside Out, and just some of the lyrics are just, it's phenomenal. The acoustic version might be better, but I like the album version. The album's called Black Leather Mojo. There's a lot of good songs on there, but Inside Out for me is probably the best one.
Yeah. Okay. Next one. This is a country song.
Ooh.
By a guy called Colter Wall.
Okay.
People might know him if they do some TikToks.
The name
and stuff.
Sounds familiar.
He has an amazing gruff voice. Now, he's a fantastic... The songs particularly I like is Sleeping on the Blacktop. It's quite a good song.
Okay.
But really, this just represents anything that you can hear this guy do. Because he has a really deep, husky voice. And some of the stuff that he's done, like some live shows from when he was a lot younger, and you just think, how is that voice coming
right,
out
okay.
of this guy? And also...
This isn't the bloke that tricked the Americans Got Talent judges, is it?
No.
He's singing backstage and his wife was out... It was a girl on stage going, oh yeah, I'm going to sing this song by this country artist. He got this really deep voice. And she starts singing it and she don't... The judges are just like, how has she got a voice so deep and sounds so real? And then he comes on, it's actually him pranking them.
I don't know anything about that. But I know that
I'll
this guy
dig up the clip and see if it is.
Works on a ranch, and even though he's like a massive, kind of famous dude, he's keeping away from all of it, and
nice.
Like he doesn't do interviews, nothing.
Oh
he just
wow, okay.
Works on a ranch, and people want to do interviews is like, you can interview me, you come to the ranch.
Nice, I'm working. I like that.
You come and I'm working. Yeah.
I like that.
But he's got an amazing deep voice. Brilliant.
Okay. So track five for me, seeing that we were talking about Ginger Wildheart, this is from his original band, The Wildhearts. And honestly, there are... if I said, or like we were saying, I want you to listen just to one album, I want you to listen to the whole band when it comes to The Wildhearts. It's too hard. It was almost too hard for me to choose a song, but I think I'm going to go with... it's nowhere near their best song. It's an amazing song anyway. Full stop. Honestly amazing. And there are better ones out there. But as a starter, it's called 29 Times the Pain. And it's just fucking brilliant. Mm. But then you'll, as I say, hopefully you'll go, I want to listen to more. And then you'll hear things like, I want to go where the people go. My baby is a head fuck. Love shit. Oh, there's so many. There is just... loads and loads, Red Light Green. There's so many songs that are just really good by The Wildheart. Geordie in Wonderland's another one, but no, I'm going for 29 Times the Pain for this one. And hopefully, yeah, he's a good old Geordie. He's from Becca Groove.
Becca Groove.
Go on, next song. Bearing in mind, we both, oh, it feels like we've got a lot in this episode, and we're just suddenly realizing we're going to drag out the entire episode.
Yeah, it's
going to
be like 2 hours. It's going to be 2 hours. Welcome back to the Jet Lethal Bright
Show. Happy New Year. We still failed with time management. Yes.
Okay, so remember I told you that I like sea shanties.
Yes.
Okay, The Longest Johns. Pretty popular sea shanties, guys. The Bones in the Ocean is a really nice one of theirs.
Okay.
Just listen to some Longest Johns is all I'm saying.
Fair enough. Well, I'm going for one that you will have definitely heard now. It's Aerosmith.
Yes, I've heard of Aerosmith, yeah.
Thank God for that. And it doesn't matter if it's the live version or not. It's just what I had in my library at the time. A song called Living on the Edge.
Yeah.
And the lyrics to it are just phenomenal. Especially when you consider what the climate is today with things that are going on. It's just perfect.
And that follows on to, I completely agree with my next one. You know who they are, and the lyrics are perfect for now. Lily Allen, fuck you.
Hey, fuck you too.
I know you like Lily Allen. I know you like Lily Allen. I just need to remind everyone that she's brilliant.
Fair enough. Bare Naked Ladies.
Yeah, I know Bare Naked. I need to put one on. I like Bare Naked
Ladies. Light Up My Room.
Yeah.
From Stunt.
I really love that song. I know.
I love it. It's just beautiful in so many ways.
They're really good, Bare Naked Ladies. This is another live one. It's the Blues Brothers, Soul Man.
Oh, Soul Man, what a track.
Yeah.
So I didn't go very old. I was going to put a bit of Creedence Clearwater Revival on mine. Maybe a little bit of even going back to like 50s and 60s. But I've stayed fairly modern.
I was thinking all the 50s and 60s ones, because we like the same stuff. So true. I was like, I'm not going to go that far back, because you and I basically like the exact same ones. So
I saw an amazing live stage show of a Blues Brothers tribute. And I just remember we saw it at Milton Keynes, and the second half starts with them coming down on ropes.
Yeah.
And they cut the rope on one of them, and it just plummets to it. And you realise it's a mannequin. But everyone's just like, oh, shit.
That's brilliant. We've been to Universal in Orlando a few times, and they have a Blues Brothers act there. It's so fucking brilliant. They turn up in the car and they get out, and it's outside the barbershop.
Don't you just love the fact, though, that it was John Belushi, Dan Aykroyd, just two actors who went, we love the blues, we love singing, let's do this.
Well, yeah, I think
Dan
Aykroyd
made such an amazing act.
Super into it, I think.
Mm.
Yeah, well, so good. Blues.
My next song, Faith No More.
Mm-hmm.
Heard of them, I presume?
Yep.
Ashes to Ashes.
I don't know the song name.
Not David Bowie, because he's also got Ashes to Ashes. This is Ashes to Ashes by Faith No More. And it's just one of those songs. The lead singer of Faith No More is a nutcase.
Right.
He has problems, I'm sure, but oh my god, him in this goes from this kind of deep, interesting kind of singing to the oh my god, almost power ballad style kind of throwing it and just smashing it out there, and then back to it's just, yeah, it's one of those songs suddenly they just erupt out of it. It's like, wow, where did that suddenly come from?
Mine, this represents an album. So an artist you might have heard of, because I told you about him before, a guy called Miracle of Sound. He's an Irish guy.
I vaguely remember you saying the name,
and
yes.
And he does, historically, he does a lot of songs based on computer games.
Oh, okay.
You would know some of his songs. He did, who's the guy in Mass Effect? Captain Shepard?
Never played it.
Okay, well, if anybody knows any of these kind of, not machinima songs, but that kind of thing, people mm-hmm. make songs about stuff. The Captain Shepard one is like one of the most famous ones of all of them. He
right,
did it.
Okay.
He doesn't even like it. It sort of just happens to be one of his popular ones. But he did an actual metal album called Metal Up.
Oh, okay.
And it was number one on the metal charts for months and months.
Oh,
and
cool.
It is fucking brilliant. And I really like one on there called Serona. But Miracle of Sound, Metal
My
Up.
My Serona.
That's exactly how it goes.
Oh, it doesn't. Yeah. It's not ripping the piss out of Serona.
No, but it does say that at one point. It does. I think it does say that at one point.
My Serona.
I think it might say that, like, in there, like, once.
Right, okay.
But that's not what the song is.
Fine.
It's just called Serona. And it's, the whole album is fantastic. And
awesome.
It's metal. If you like metal...
Cool.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you like metal.
This
I know you
is
do.
Very metal now.
Mm-hmm.
It's very power metal. It's very 80s metal. This is by a band called Helloween.
Helloween, like Halloween.
Like Halloween, hello. But Helloween.
Hello.
And the song is called Mr. Torture. And it's...
this isn't going to be something I'd normally listen to. But
did it ever I don't know if it ever turned up in Guitar Hero or not, but it's very...
Oh, no, if it was on Guitar Hero.
And I don't think it might, maybe it did. Honestly, I can't remember. It's very much kind of Dragon Force style.
Right.
You know, that horrible long one they did yeah. as the final song.
Yeah.
It's very similar to that.
The one that we could do.
I could on easy.
Did most of it on easy.
I did all of it on easy, mate. Because I'm enjoying playing it. Fuck you.
Yeah, fuck it. I've got DJ Hero. We've got to play that.
Oh, okay, yeah.
My last one.
Final song.
This is my favourite of a composer called Nobuo Uematsu.
Okay,
you
definitely never heard of that
his
one.
His name. He's a lovely Japanese man. I've seen him and a guy called Arnie Roth.
Right.
I've seen them live. More Arnie Roth. Nobuo Uematsu kind of composes them, but he doesn't do the actual... I'm not sure what the guy who... when you're at an orchestra, what's that guy with the
conductor
stick? He doesn't conduct,
right? Okay.
Arnie Roth does the conducting. This is from Final Fantasy VII.
Okay,
so
that makes
Metsu
sense.
Was the
I was
composer
gonna say, it's gonna be video game
for most of the peak Final Fantasy games, amongst other stuff he's done, but they're yep. the ones that people would know him from. And I've seen the London Symphony Orchestra do it maybe four times.
Oh, okay.
Different songs that they've
yeah,
done
yeah, yeah.
Miranda and I are in love with it. For the life of me, I can't remember what the show's called. The show has got a very particular name. I can't remember because I never do remember these things. But One Winged Angel is my favourite.
Okay, cool. My favourite one, my last song. Again, a bit of a melancholy one, this one. The Lemonheads, if you've ever come across the Lemonheads. They did a cover in the 90s of Mrs. Robinson. The Simon Garfunkel, was it Simon Garfunkel song? I'm sure it was Simon Garfunkel. Oh, I'm going to have to look that one up now.
Distant Worlds, by the way, is what the show's called. The Fun and Fancy London Symphony.
Yeah, Mrs. Robinson, Simon and Garfunkel. So here's to you, Mrs.
Oh,
Robinson.
Oh, yeah, I know that song, yeah.
I dropped your knickers and you said no thanks. The Lemonheads, It's All True. Again, it's okay. A very melancholy song, but I love it. It's one of my favourite ones. If I'm feeling low, it's kind of one of the ones that helps me kind of feel sad. But you know what I mean about that. If you want to feel sad, there's songs that you still listen to.
I've got some
not to improve you, but to help you feel sad. Like Inside Out from Silver Ginger 5 is the same for me on that one.
Yeah.
But yeah, It's All True is the final one then.
Cool.
So, yeah, if you want to listen along with us, then Rob will put up the Spotify lists on the webpage. We'll stick it on social media. We'll stick it in Discord as well. And then we'll talk about it in a couple of episodes' time.
Yeah.
And that leaves us to do the outro. Thank you very much for listening to yet another episode of the Channel 84 Variety Show. You can find us on all sorts of social media. You can find us on Twitter, Threads, TikTok, Insta, Blue Sky, Discord, our webpage, channel84.co.uk. You can email us at podcasts@channel84.co.uk, tj@channel84.co.uk. and rob@channel84.co.uk. We're pretty much everywhere online. We're on TikTok as well. We're on Insta. We are going to start trying to make more of social networking because we need people to come and listen. So feel free to share us as well. Again, thank you for listening, and we will we'll hear from you hopefully. So we'll get some ideas for the show. Or anything you want to share with us that we can relay to the world, or thoughts on what we've spoken about today, feel free to send us messages about.
Well, thank you to everyone who was interacting stuff on Good Pods as well, because we got to
14.
Didn't we get to 14?
We got to 14 in the weekly and 40 in the monthly, I think it was at the point. And that was the worldwide one, weirdly. Yeah. It's like, thanks, Good Pods.
We're like, what the fuck's going on?
I'm absolutely loving that. But yeah, no, thank you for all the people that are rating us, giving us reviews and so on. It really, really does help.
It genuinely does help. I know people like say, oh, you know, rate movie. It really does. It genuinely helps.
It really, really does. If you've got an idea for a thing to replace Do You Remember, feel free to send it in. I mean, I know my friend Teddy, who I used to work with, Rob, has sent us a list of names that he said, I'm not going to tell you what they are. You've just got to come up with something based on the name I've given you.
Which is a name.
Yeah, so he's just given us a name. So yeah, we've got Do You Remember, and then we came up with what Do You Remember would be. He's just given us like names of potential things we could do. We've got to come up with what they actually are.
That'll be what the game will be, is thinking of games
you
on
know,
the list.
Next episode, we'll go through the list he sent, and we'll see if any of them give us an amazing idea. But yeah, that is it. We'll see you next week for the Untitled Trek Show.
And the part two.
Thank you to everyone that sent in recordings, by the way.
Yeah, thanks a lot, everybody. Really appreciate it.
Rob has been inundated with recordings of everyone doing various things, and it's just blown us away by how good it all is. So thank you very much on that.
So I also expect to maybe hear yourselves again later, because I've got quite a lot. I'm not going to tell people.
Yeah, we're going to keep a sound library, so keep sending in your Star Trek sound effects of people asking for things or doing things, as we're just going to keep building that library up so we can just have fun with it.
Yeah.
Lovely stuff. Well, love you all. Bye.
Love you. Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Channel 84 Variety Show. This station is now shutting down and will be back in 2 weeks. Excelsior.